This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And we roll into hour number two, presented by Progressive Insurance. We are checking on Will from Indiana. Hopefully he's good. He just had to get that out, Bart. He had to get it out. He had to get it off his chest. He had a lot to say about Draymond.
Yeah, Draymond must remind him of somebody that took his lunch or took his girlfriend to high school.
Something happened.
I'm from the land of hands.
That was one of the best lines that he had in the entire call.
You know, Draymond would say, yeah, and I was born where the hitman is at. And, Joe Lewis, a Browns bomber. Yeah, so what's up? What's up? What you talking about?
It got so personal. But, all right, so I didn't realize that Draymond Green – I mean, I was getting tweets from people like, you're going to talk about this Draymond Green thing, right? I'm like, what do you mean? It's not that big of a deal. Chris Childs sent out a tweet that I love. This tweet from Chris Childs. You remember Chris Childs who played for the Knicks?
Didn't he uppercut somebody in the chin? Christie. Yeah.
He did the two-piece with Kobe. He said, listen, this Draymond thing is nothing. Good thing footage never got out of our Knicks practices and locker room. That was real pressure.
You're always trying to fight somebody. You act just like Anthony Mason.
Rest his soul. We love you, Mason.
All right. So, again, the number's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course. For the conversation, be part of the conversation. But, Bart, we do have Week 5 underway. And while Thursday night was the bum bowl like you predicted, there are games Sunday that I've got to tell you. I feel like these are those must-watch games. We're heading into now as we're into the second quarter of the season. It's starting to like, you know, all right, there are games that are going to matter. There are games you're going to say, all right, that team sent a message. That team just did something. And I feel like these games that I'm going to lay out for you are the ones. So you ready? I'm going to go through them one by one, and you tell me what you think of each one of these. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. So let's begin with the very first game on Sunday morning, at least here at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, and that is the Giants and the Packers in London. The Packers, by the way, are favored by 8 in this game. Now, why do I think this is a big game? I think it's a big prove-it game for the Giants. The Packers haven't really been world beaters. Aaron Rodgers sounds frustrated. And, I mean, I'm not convinced yet that he's comfortable with what they're doing offensively. The Giants' defense has been good. Now, the bigger issue is, of course, the Giant offense has been very inconsistent, and you've had an injury to Daniel Jones. But Jones is going to play. Saquon Barkley's going to play. And the Giants are that 3-0 that, like you mentioned, you call some of these starts, you know, Fugazi. Well, for the Giants to prove this is not a Fugazi start, let's see what you got. Let's see what you do here against the Packers in London. What do you think of this game?
Listen, it's interesting. You never know who's going to handle the time change, who's going to handle the elements. I mean, neither team has a lot of experience in kind of going there and playing across the pond. So it's going to be interesting, right? You talk about who's going to adjust with the equipment, who's going to have the right cleats on, because you talk about playing on soccer fields, high grass sometimes, slick surfaces. And who's going to adjust and get off to a fast start? Because usually the team that gets off to a fast start, you know, it's a team that can usually ride that momentum to the win. Now, the Giants brought in Landon Collins. He's already headed that way. So that's just a guy that, you know, has played well in his league. At one point was an $85 million safety. You know, he's a guy that can be used in Wink Martindale's defense as a weapon, a guy who should be a tremendous tackler in space and also a great blitzer. Right, so it's going to be exciting to see what the little wrinkles is he have for him, probably giving him about anywhere from 10 to 20 plays. You know, but, you know, A-Ryan is going to try and lean heavily on that run game. And, you know, if the Giants are going to step up, let's see if Thibodeau. It's interesting to me, like, what type of wildcat stuff you're going to have with Saquon Barkley, maybe using somebody else in the Ricky Williams position as far as those speed sweeps. You know, so it's going to be exciting to see who deals with the elements and playing in foreign territory. Mm. This isn't a home team, home game for anybody. And we heard A-Ron talking about, hey, I'm going to go get some Guinness. It doesn't seem like he's bothered at all. So maybe he's overlooking the Giants because he's talking about going over there and going to check out all the sites like he's on damn vacation.
Well, look, for him, he's gotten off to a poor start, and he's blaming it a lot on, of course, the new wide receivers he's dealing with. His 43.1 QBR – this season. It's the worst in his first four games since he became the full-time starter. So he is not off to a good start. Now, again, another thing to think about when you talk about starts, as I mentioned, the Giants are 3-1. They haven't been 4-1 or 5-0. Like five games. They've never been, since 2009. They were 5-0. They have not been this good. So if they win this game, it'd be their best five-game start since 2009. So it's very interesting to see what the Giants are, and you'll be able to tell right away with this game. But to say that the Packers are not beatable, you're lying. But should the Packers win this game? They absolutely should. All right, we keep moving. Another game that I feel is a must-watch game. It's another New York team. It's the Dolphins and the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a game, again, there's no Tua. Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater is your starter, and it's great. He's good, but Bart, can't this Jets defense do something here? Can't this Jets team? I think this is for Robert Saleh in his second season, Mr. Receipts. This is the biggest game he will coach the Jets at this point of his career. I know it's, you know, last year was not much, but this is his first big game. How do the Jets come out at home against a division rival? How do you perform in your building? Will say a lot about him and where this team is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about being 2-0 on the road and coming back in dramatic fashion to win games, but can you go out there and compete from the beginning? You know, can it be no doubt? Can this be a heavyweight boxing match, right? You talk about, you know, the side story of Teddy Two Gloves being out there. Also, Tyreek Hill, after he shunned you, now he tried to downplay it and say it was about state taxes, knowing that if the cheetah was ever in this type of market with his personality and his ability for the dramatic, he would be one of the most sponsored type of athletes. He would be doing everything. He would be doing toilet paper, tissue, you know, cheetah wipes, Cheetos, all kind of stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so it's intriguing because the Jets are a team that you talk about the first 3 weeks. They've already had the AFC rookie of the year or the week twice in Garrett Wilson and
Breece Hall.
You've already had the AFC defensive player of the week in Sauce Gardner. So you talk about the future being bright with those three guys. And let's not talk about what Avera Tucker's been doing, you know, being able to move to left tackle. You know, so like you see the talent out there with the young players for the Jets, and now you're having some type of hope that, okay, Zach Wilson may be a franchise quarterback, right? And if he's able to pull this one off against this defense that's going to attack him and blitz him, the Miami Dolphins blitz 33%, you know, that's probably like top 10 in the NFL. Can he handle the pressure, and can he handle expectations?
Yeah, that's something to watch. Teddy Bridgewater, by the way, he's never lost to the Jets. He also played for the Jets, but he's 2-0 all-time against the Jets.
That's a little
and
size.
26 or more points in both of these games. But, again, that's all part of, the history. But the Jets, this is a game where if you're going to the game, which I am, don't leave early. Because even if they're trailing, we've seen them already twice come back from deficits. All right, so the Dolphins, even though they're on the road, they're laying 3.5 in this game.
Yeah, that's another game. Pick them. Well,
another game that I'm board. No. It's not because of the
yeah,
road
I say,
team.
I just right. If it was yeah. our home team, yeah.
All right, another game. I got three more to get to here. Another game that I feel like is a must-watch game, and it might be a little Captain Obvious here, but of course it's Cowboys and the Rams. I mean, that's the Rams, by the way, 5.5. Remember Mike McCarthy? What are we? We're underdogs, right? He didn't like that. But this is another one of those games that you say, I got to watch this because there's a lot of stories to watch in this game. What are the Rams? Because I think they've kind of left us wondering what they are, especially defensively. But then there's the Cowboys and there's the Cooper Rush and when Dak comes back and all that other stuff. This is a huge game for both of these teams, Bart.
No, this is huge, right? And you talk about, you know, how the Rams struggled last week with a lot of blitzing from D'Amico Ryan. And how they were able to rattle Matthew Stafford, how, you know, he's leaning too much on Cooper Kupp, how they were able to run the ball downhill against Aaron Donald because he's missing Von Miller. Now, this is huge, right? You talk about, you know, being able to hold off Dak Prescott and give him more time for that thumb to heal. You know, if you win this one, you may say, you know what, maybe if we can beat the defending champions, we should be able to go in there and have a great chance against the Philadelphia Eagles and then provide Dak Prescott a soft landing with playing the Lions, which you never know because the Lions can score with anybody. They're always going to be an exciting game. They're going to keep getting knocked down and biting and getting up and scratching and scraping and all that type of stuff. You know, but this is an intriguing game because, you know, if Cooper Rush goes in and helps beat the defending champions, I think Amazing. You really do have a quarterback controversy because Dak can't win. You know, he can't win if the backup came in and won games, and now you can say he beat a real team. See, I beat real champion. I beat real champion. If he dies, he dies.
The Cowboys, it's a road game, and they've won five straight, actually, on the road, but it's not going to feel like one because, it's L.A. Yeah. It's SoFi. Yeah. That's just never going to be a home field advantage there. All right. You mentioned the Eagles, which they're coming up next for Dallas after this, and that's going to be a huge game unto itself. I mean, we'll be talking about that probably all next week. But the other game that I'm saying is a must-watch, that is Eagles at Cardinals. Now, the Eagles on the road are favored by 5 here in this, okay? So there is an expectation that they will win and get to 5-0. But I thought maybe last week could have been it, but maybe this week is it. I'm going to bring it up again with the Dallas Cowboys looming. Is this a trap game on the road in Arizona?
I mean, it could be, right? If people don't pay attention to the Cardinals, they can be dangerous because they can be explosive. They, you know, we've seen them jump out to big leads or put up points in spurts, you know, and it's tough because Kyler Murray is different than Jalen Hurts. When Jalen Hurts comes, he's looking to run. When Kyler Murray scrambles, we've seen him, you know, what was it, like 12 seconds, the game that they won where he scrambled for like 13 seconds. Like he can frustrate you as a pass rusher and as a defensive back because you have to hold your coverage so much longer. But he's looking to scramble to throw the ball, right? And, you know, it's like the master of the off-schedule play. And let's see if this defense can step up and make it tough. I mean,
warm weather in the afternoon. It's going to be the afternoon game, of course, the 4:25 Eastern start.
As long as Watt's heart's on rhythm, maybe he can play well, too.
A couple of quick things
here. This week.
Eagles are the only team that they've won the turnover battle in every game so far this season. That's a big deal. How about this one? Arizona's lost 7 straight home games. It's the longest streak in the NFL. That's hard to – they just don't win there. So, again, keep an eye on both of those numbers in this game. All right, the very last one is the night game, the Sunday night game. And that, of course, I know is personal to you as well. That's the Bengals and the Ravens. Mm. Baltimore at home, just favored by 3.5 here. But what are we getting out of either one of these teams? Have the Bengals figured it out? And are your Ravens ever going to show the identity of a defensive team that we expected to see year after year?
I mean, you talk about usually when you come off a game where you have an explosive player going at the coach, that player is under the microscope for the following week. So practice is going to be tightened down, and they're going to need Marcus Peters because, you know, last year, you know, they really struggled to stop, you know, the Bengals because they're so aggressive, like I say all the time.
They lost both games last year, remember?
Yeah, and they got their ass blew out by both games, right? And, you know, I think one was without Lamar Jackson, but it had me getting into a pissing match with Gary Owens and arguing and talking stuff over social media. You know, I did an interview yesterday, you know, because they wanted to talk about how disrespectful that rant is and how upset they were in Cincinnati. And I said, yeah, I can give two flying you-know-whats, you know what I mean, about how you feel about me. I don't care. Cincinnati's not a great city to go visit us to be in. I don't never have to go to Cincinnati. And your chili sucks. So I didn't care about that anyway. So, like, I hope the Ravens keep that same energy because they kind of danced on the Ravens' grave, so to speak, last year. And remember, they were vocal talking stuff about, you know, everything. And we knew what the Ravens were dealing with last year with the injuries and all that stuff that was going on. And they kind of took it as an opportunity to take a victory lap. Well, we know in this matchup, you know, long term, that this has been a one-sided thing where the Ravens are the team that has 2 Super Bowls in less than 20 years, and the Bengals just won their first playoff game in like 45 years last year. So I hope they keep that same energy and take Macaulay Culkin and this time take his pizza, this time grab him and don't get caught, you know, by the police at the end.
Be the actual sticky.
Yeah, exactly. Be the actual
sticky bandits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Joe Burrow.
The water bandit, too.
Remember how things started here with Joe Burrow in the season? He was getting sacked a lot. He had turnovers. 3 straight games now without an interception. Remember, I think he had 4 in the season opener. And also the sack issues 3 times in the last 2 weeks after he took 13 in the first 2. Can the Ravens get that pressure on him? So those are the games that I'm looking at. Now, we have to make our picks on games in the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. We'll do that in just a few seconds. But first, I want to tell you, it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
It's a team, man. It's a team. One guy can't do it. It takes all of us.
ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
So, Bart, remember how last week you were like, you know, scared money don't make money, none. We need to be all in.
Yeah, we paid the price.
You know, we're going to – yeah.
Yo, bro, so, we're only two back. We'll carry Fred. We're not going to worry about number one yet. We just want to get to number two.
You're looking at games back, and I'm looking at where we are in the standings among the other radio shows.
Don't worry about
we
that.
We are in last place now.
Yeah, last week
4 weeks
week.
In, we're in last place. We're 4-7-1 now.
Okay.
I mean, KJM is a game better than us. That's embarrassing that they are a game better than us.
Listen, this is
a long –
You know
how they make picks?
This
you
is a long
they make
season.
Picks, right?
They throw
it's
darts.
Like, it's like – seriously. Exactly. It feels like it. Even Kenny and Carlin are a game better than us.
Bro, we had a tough week last week. It was a lot of emotion and a lot of things happened that we couldn't see coming. We went for the gusto. Like
we went
you said.
Emotion. You do not make picks on emotion.
Okay. All
right, let's learn our lesson.
Okay.
So Freddie and Fitzsimmons are 7-4-1 and they're leading the way. Greeny is 6-5-1. The hashtag crew is carrying Greeny to a second place tie with Spain and Fitz at 6-5-1. So we're bringing up the rear, and I don't like this. We need to sweep this week. Let's get it done. You ready?
Let's do it.
All three of the games that are on the docket for us to pick are three of the five games I said are must-watch games, so it's perfect. The very first one.
Cowboys at Rams.
We're nobody's underdog.
They're nobody's underdog, but they are, because the Rams are favored by 5.5. Who we taking, Bart?
I'm going with the Rams, man. I just think, you know, at their house, also
have you not learned your lesson?
Yes, Jalen Ramsey, you know what I mean? I think he's going to step up. Matthew Stafford, you're talking about a Super Bowl team that was embarrassed. So they're coming off of being pissed off, tough practice, paying attention to execution, really paying attention to what they did wrong and how they can get better. Cowboys are feeling good. It's sunshine and rose. They've been getting patted on the back all week. People have been kissing their ass all week. They're going to come in there nice and soft.
Stosh, do we agree with this? Are we feeling like we should take the Rams, or should we go with the hot hand and Cooper Rush and the Cowboys and take the points?
Man, I hate to say this. I think we got to go Dallas here.
All right, take
you
the points.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Why? Because it's going to be a Dallas crowd in L.A.
That don't mean nothing. They used to playing against in foreign crowds. They probably love being the bad guy.
Who's they?
The Rams, like pissed off. Like, really? Oh. Really? Y'all going to cheer them on? All right.
But,
we're going to shut them up.
Okay,
let's go.
Listen.
I think it's a close game. I'm not hot right now, so go ahead. We'll take the Rams by three.
I think this is the first. What do you mean we take the Rams by three? It's 5.5. We have to.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Back.
That's why we're going to take the points. That's what I'm saying, because I think it could be.
I think this is a game,
game.
Where Mike McCarthy does screw up at the end.
Okay.
That's what I think. So, Stosh, what do you say? We're going to lock it in. We're going to take the points in the Cowboys, yes?
Lock it in.
All right. What's the next game?
Eagles at Cardinals.
Ah, another game that I said is a must-watch. An interesting game. Is it a trap game?
Nah,
the Eagles are on the road, laying five. The Cardinals just don't win at home.
Ass kicking.
We're going Philly, right? Philly?
Yeah, Philly, ass kicking.
I'm feeling Philly. All right. Stosh, you're good with Philly, right? I mean, I just feel like that's the way
to
go.
Yeah, for sure. Cardinals stink.
5-0, Eagles will take that. And last but not least.
Bengals at Ravens.
Oh, boy, this one's personal.
It's the rematch.
And every time you pick the Ravens, we take an L.
Well,
what do we do here? We're in Baltimore, where your team hasn't won yet.
Yes.
They're favored by just 3. And Joe Burrow's coming in feeling pretty, pretty good about himself. They scored 41 points a game and over 400 yards a game against your defense last year.
Yep.
In two games where they swept them. What is going to happen in this game? Well, who are we going with here, man?
Ravens.
Oh, boy.
They can't lose every game at home. Come on, son.
Stosh.
This is a rematch game. They remember they took the L. The Ravens have been scared all week.
I don't know why I'm getting Bengal vibes here.
All right, we'll go with the Bengals. So then when we lose, I can blame somebody other than myself.
Like this is the I'm having a hard time with. The Cowboys and the Eagles were easy ones for me in my mind.
The Ravens
this one,
will play
Bart's
hard.
Right. Eventually they've got to get it right. You can't keep blowing leads the way they do.
And they was talking mad trash to him last year.
Yeah.
Ravens got this game circled as personal. They going to treat this like Steelers week. Somebody got to die.
I'm from Louisville. I'm from Muhammad Ali, the land of hands.
Yeah, and you know what happened? I think they
That's
were
my new favorite drop.
I think they were mocking Omar too. You know that's the Ravens thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think so they were mocking it. So I think this one's personal. It's like Harlem Nights. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This Friday, which is today, I'm going to knock somebody the ugh out.
I don't know, Stosh. I think I'm going to believe in Bart just one more time. He might have some inside information about a little extra incentive in this game.
Yeah, somebody got to die.
And really, I mean, Harbaugh, you know, they should have won last week, and they didn't. And if you're Harbaugh, you're probably coaching a little bit harder this week, like Bart said. If you're the players, nobody's happy.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your home, it's a division rival.
It's for first place, man.
Are we locking this in, man? Are we doing this?
We go Ravens.
We're going Ravens. We're locking it in.
Stosh will have the same fight if it was the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Chargers.
No.
This. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time believing in your team this year, man.
We're nobody's underdog.
Oh,
you'll have to believe in
Mike McCarthy. Let them know. So, all right, that's it. We're settled. We have to just commit. We're committing.
Yeah.
Cowboys taking the 5.5. Eagles laying the 5. And Ravens laying the 3. Although we do it with a little trepidation, but we're doing it. Those are our picks. And we are trying like hell to get back into things in the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. The fact that we're below KJM is just what bothers me.
That was just from last week, man. We okay. Like, we didn't know a monsoon and Harbaugh was going to go for it on 4th-and-1 when all they had to do was kick a damn field goal. We didn't know the Ravens going to be up 20 points and then not score any points in the second half. Come on, man.
The good news is we're only 3 games back.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Well, from first, of course. Yeah, right? Yeah. That's what matters. But we have to stop picking with emotion and start picking with our brains. And
we got
smarts.
12 weeks to catch up.
Right.
It's a marathon.
I know, but I hate being in last place. It's just not
let them sleep on us.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Those picks are in, and now we have a highly anticipated rivalry matchup, a game that we were told to circle, if you remember. Circle this game. Well, that game is here, and two head coaches who are at each other's necks in the offseason go head-to-head. We'll remind you of the story and everything behind it coming up next. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
1-2, 1-2. Yeah. Mason Bethea. Turn my trembles up, B. Here we go.
When did they start putting that into music where you hear him talking to the producer?
Right, like how you produce it on air. Just do it.
Turn the sound up. Turn it up. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like it's all that. You hear that stuff now. They leave that in. They don't edit any of that stuff out. It's just funny.
What up? Okay, let's see. Let's see. Update in the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, you're going to give us a score update as we have wild card, the series beginning today. Rays and Guardians started us off. They're playing right now, and shortly we'll get a little bit of Phillies Cardinals as well. What do you got for us, man?
Man,
what? No, nothing?
Yeah, somebody hit a homer, and I can't find him.
Wow.
That's the update.
Why don't we ask Siri?
I'll tell you what, you can't get that kind of coverage anywhere else.
That's right there. That's
you can get better coverage, but you can't get that kind of coverage. And you get the best coverage from Progressive, and we are brought to you by Progressive. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
Man, it's already 6th inning already. Jeez.
Well, I believe it started at like noon, right?
Oh, we've been on the air that long? It seems like it just flies by. We have
hour
so
and
much
a half.
Fun.
It does. 888, whatever you're cooking is ready. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
By the way, we have an update. Guardians have just tied it up. No, taking the lead, 2-1, two-run home run, 2-1 Indy. I wanted to keep on to say that. It's awful.
It's
Guardians. Bad habits, hard to break. Jose Ramirez with the home run.
Mm. Listen, we talked to our guy yesterday. He told us that was the guy to watch, man. He's electric. He's electricity in the bottle, man.
Who'd we talk to?
Malouri.
Malah?
Yeah, Malah.
Kevin Malah.
Malah.
The Yankee hater. Yes, he did say to watch.
And we watched.
No doubt about that.
And he delivered.
Are you nervous for your Mets?
Nah, I'm not.
Not
I'm
even
not.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, because I just know the pressure in this market, the little Yankee haters, the little Met haters.
No. There's no pressure
Yankee
in
boys.
The market. It's not about the market. It's a. Can you get that so we don't hear any more beeping?
Okay, I'll go.
For those listening, the Mets have a 70% win probability, according to ESPN Analytics. It's the highest of any of the wild card teams. So they are expected to get out of the wild card quite easily. 70% win probability is ridiculously high against a Padres team that is actually it's not, they're not a bunch of bums.
No, Tatis.
42% chance to sweep, according to ESPN's analytics. 42% chance to sweep.
We need that, and I hope we don't have to ask Scherzer or DeGrom to go deep because the game is out of hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you got to get through the weekend before you can get to Tuesday when, the actual teams that made the playoffs play. Just so you know, teams that actually kept their division, like held on to the lead, didn't cough it up late.
Yeah, I mean, you talk so disrespectful about a team.
It's not disrespectful.
That won 100 games. Last year, the Dodgers won 100 games. Nobody made fun of them.
It's all about the rivalries. And speaking of which, you've got a very interesting game in college football this weekend. We talked about this back. What was it, August? We were saying all circle the date, right? Because we knew they were going head-to-head. Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban.
I thought they kissed and made up.
Texas A&M. Well, thanks for giving away the story. And Alabama, Saturday night. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, you want to remember all the things that went down, right? So it started with, I believe, Saban was talking about all the new deals now, NIL and everything, and how you can recruit with it. So here's what Saban said back then to start all this rivalry, this feud between he and Fisher.
I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Bought every player, he says.
Yeah.
Jimbo Fisher got wind of it, and he had this. Remember, he was at the podium. He was emotional. And here's how he responded to what Saban said.
Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. Hmm. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us? Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well.
It's personal. So you know this is a big game, right? You know these two guys are
digging
probably not going to shake hands.
Did call
they're probably
God?
Not even going to look at each other during this game. When it's over, they're not going to meet each other. Right, Jimbo? Right?
That's over with. He and I, we're in great shape. We're great things, and we moved on.
You had said at that point it was over.
We've moved on.
Yeah. So things are good now between y'all?
We're in good shape. We're moved on. I've been around some successful people, so you learn a lot of things. And Nick's just a tremendous coach. Arguably, people say he's one of the best ever or the best ever. I mean, that kid could very well be. I mean, that's no doubt. There's a huge argument for that.
Boring.
Yeah,
that no. That means, listen, when this is like opposite world, bro. He hates this dude, and he despises him. He said,
dig into
what God said. Did and how he did his deal and some despicable stuff. Yeah. So you always pay attention to what people say when they're drunk, because that's when they don't have the mechanism to not say what they really
feel.
Yeah. Right. So when he said he's despicable, look at how anybody that's ever coached with him, how he does what he does. It kind of suggests that maybe it's more about who Saban hires than it is actually about Saban, which still is about Saban because he can recognize talent and rehabilitate people. But also, you heard Saban say, we didn't buy one player. We may not be able to keep up if we don't buy players. So he's saying, hey, listen, he's all down for buying the players. So how can you criticize somebody because they're a year ahead of you because they're buying players? Because you had a different way of getting guys out of the transfer portal and win because you were giving them the opportunity to go to the pros and get picked high. But now the playing field has been so balanced because Texas has oil money and boosters with deeper bags. So now, with all that being said, this is going to be a hated rivalry, and the real feelings came out. You can't put that back in the bottle.
That is true. And if you're – but by the way, if you're Jimbo and Texas A&M, you don't want to mess with – they're the number one team in the country. They're playing out of their minds. I mean, this is –
they beat them last year. Why are you afraid of them? They were close to number one last year, and they lost to them last year.
I like a good college rivalry. There's something a little extra spicy to it, but, you know, they're just he definitely walked it back, but still. College coaches, powerful coaches, a new world of coaching, recruiting, and different ways you can use it. And if you can buy players now, no longer blue chips the movie. You literally can buy players now, and if you can use it to your advantage – why not? So Nick Saban had that to say about it. Jimbo Fisher had his response, and now they're good. So we'll see if there's any type of extra emotion in this game. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get back to your calls. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Stop.
Get ready for the ice, baby.
Alan's talking his brand new attention. Something. Grab a hold of him tightly. His hair is soothing, spiky.
It's Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Yeah, it's definitely getting some ice, baby. Let's go to the calls. Let's see. We got Lance in Jersey. What's up, Lance?
How you doing, gentlemen?
What's happening?
I called today. First of all, I love your show. I love you, Han. I love you, Bart. You guys rock. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
My beef today is I am so tired of all the Draymond Green hype. He's a dude who compensates with his mouth. He's a troublemaker. I understand that fights happen in practice and all that kind of stuff. But remember the time when he had the beef with KD and he called him a B.I. or whatever, and they got into it. They didn't have a physical altercation or anything, but this dude is still Mr. Triple Single.
Yeah,
he averages about Go ahead, Bart. Sorry.
But no, not to cut you off. But, I mean, we've seen his value when he's out of the lineup. This team just doesn't operate the same. He is one of the most versatile defenders since Dennis Rodman. Like, and you may not give him that credit because you're living in the moment. Much like when people didn't really understand what Dennis Rodman was because he would give you a 0-0-20, right? But, you know, you start to recognize that he's the glue. He's the engine. He's the thing that makes it all go because if he was a high-volume shooter guy, then he would take shots away from the best players. You talk about his chemistry with Curry. He comes down, sets a pick, blocks out the guy, throws it to Curry. Curry hits a three. That's getting his guys open shots. He's a facilitator, and he's just the rough edge that they need. You should call back on the other side of this break so we can continue this discussion.
Yeah, I can certainly put him. I mean, we're not completely done, though. I mean, you kind of jumped out of it. We still had like 20 seconds there. You sure you don't want to add anything more to this?
Facts.
that's all you wanted to say was facts. No, I'm surprised about how many people, and you know what, is Lance, right? Lance, we're going to put you on hold because we are going to bring you back on the other side of it because I can't believe how many people have a feeling a certain way about this. Like, I didn't think this was that big of a deal.
People fight all the time. Like, we had holes in our meeting room from players fighting each other.
Yeah.
All the time. People pointing each other out, you did this, you didn't do that. And guys were getting fights all the time.
It's very interesting that people care. So because of it, we'll continue with calls next. Barton Hunt.
The call today was fantastic, Will in Indiana. A memorable one, there's no doubt about it. You could be part of it. Barton Hunt Nation, hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
You know, I want other people to call up and tell us what land they're from. They're from the land of what?
Oh, that's right. So the land of hands was Louisville.
Kentucky.
So where are you from? Right? The land of what? That's great. Yeah, add that to the call. Let's definitely do that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. A lot of NFL that we have gone through so far. We got the wild card series. We got a couple games. One game already ongoing. Do you have an update for me, Bart, on Rays Guardians?
Well, you know, I think it's 2-1. They're on a break right now. I mean, commercial break. I don't have the all 22.
So you haven't really been paying attention.
2-1 Guardians.
There you go. Stosh has it.
Hold up. Stosh just basically said what I said.
What inning, though?
The seventh, I think. We're going into the seventh.
This game is absolutely flying.
Exactly. This is exactly what baseball needs.
Yes. Well, we'll have that next year. And then Phillies Cardinals is your next game coming up. And then you have Mariners Blue Jays. Can you believe the Blue Jays are actually heavily favored to win that series? I didn't think it was that easy. And then Mets Padres tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN for everybody.
Blackout.
To see if Bart's Metsies can move on. But a conversation today that really, to me, has become what everybody wants to talk about with us is Draymond Green and his punch, his altercation with Jordan Poole with the Warriors. The video got out somehow. Somebody just got some money. And so we see what happened, and it's just it's certainly touched nerve with a lot of people. We were talking in the previous segment with Lance from Jersey about it. Lance, we just wanted to bring you back because Bart didn't want to let you go without finishing the conversation.
Okay, hey, guys. Bart, I understand that he's a facilitator and all that stuff, and he plays D, but he's doing well in team defense. He's not stopping anybody individually. You know, he can't do that. And it's not like he's getting over 10 assists or even 10 rebounds per game. He's averaging about 7 all across the board in about 30 minutes per game. So I just think that he's overhyped. He overcompensates with his mouth. He gets into a lot of stuff. He's either kicking people in the, in the bottom.
So what's your feeling about Dennis Rodman? What's your feeling about Dennis Rodman?
Dennis Rodman was guarding Shaq.
Okay, and
that's no easy task for anybody.
Who guards Jokic? Who guards Jokic, the two-time MVP? Who guards Jokic for Golden State?
And Jokic still gets it.
Huh?
He still gets it. He's not stopping him.
So you're saying Dennis Rodman stopped Shaq? That's what you're saying.
I didn't say. Who stops Shaq? Nobody.
Who stops Jokic? My point. What I'm saying is they're more comparable than what you're trying to make sense. But because you're such a fan of Dennis Rodman and the myth of Dennis Rodman and what he did with the Last Dance and all the championships, Draymond Green is right there. He has 4 championships. He's a great player. He also, listen, it's a lot of players that are the glue that may not have the same, you know, numbers, but you can't measure what they do in their impact on a team. And that's what Draymond Green is. JaMale McGee has been a key piece for a lot of championship games and teams. And he's a role player.
I really can't believe how big this – I think the bigger story is that somebody leaked the video and got paid.
Yes.
Right? They were willing to lose their job with the Warriors because that's from the Warriors practice facility, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think that was in the arena. Somebody was willing to lose their job to leak this video.
$4 million, wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Don't do anything around me, man.
Hey,
Baritone's in New York. What's up, Baritone?
Oh, so the way you say, yeah, I guess. But, do you guys remember Bobby Portis when he fought his teammate and his teammate fractured? Yeah. Do you think if it was like that, that he would be suspended?
If he injured Poole where Poole couldn't play, I think it would be a lot more. Yeah, I think then it becomes a serious thing. Right. I do. I think then it's, you know, that's something that is a teammate you can't tolerate. Evan Fournier, I want to read you this tweet from Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier said that it's hard to come back. There's no way you can get back to being teammates after a punch like that.
Okay.
That's the thing to watch here now. Because as Woj said, Draymond apologized to to his team, and Jordan Poole was present when he apologized to the team. It didn't say that Draymond apologized to Jordan Poole personally.
So many hypocrites. I mean, as a society, we were applauding last year. Did you guys see what Udonis Haslem was about to do to Jimmy Butler?
Oh, that's right, Jimmy.
Oh
Butler,
my God, he's a hero. Yeah. This is why he's on the team. This dude he ain't played in 3 years. They keep signing his ass because he keeps people in check. And he holds people accountable, not because he plays on the field. So Draymond Green is that player for them. And guess what? He actually gives you some assists and some rebounds. Udonis Haslem gives you none of that.
Yeah, he's like an assistant coach, but he's paid as a player. I mean,
there's Tree Rollins, player coach. That was,
yeah, but again, you need guys like that around if you're a head coach. There's no doubt about it. Bart, we've got some interesting Jets news involving their offensive line.
Oh,
could
God.
Be a difference maker. We'll
oh,
tell
God.
You about it next. Bart.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.